This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
This is the one they're talking about.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to the Travelin' On Radio Show, your premier source for travel news and information, featuring your hosts, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick. Now, the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to our travel family. You know, we have a really great treat in store for you today.
Indeed we do. We're going to talk about gardens, water lilies, and all of that stuff, and sports travel. And in between those two, we're going to preview the cities hosting this year's National Political Conventions, Denver and St. Paul, Minnesota. Kathy Gents of Washington Gardener Magazine will preview the Water Lily and Lotus Asian Cultural Festival this weekend in Washington, and the newest member of the Traveling On family, special correspondent Bijan Bain, will join us to talk about sports travel.
And, you know, don't forget to sign up for our Traveling On Club or play Traveling Trivia at our website at travelin-on.com. We always have some late-breaking news and travel tips and even special prizes to give away. But, you know, before we get started, I want to take a second and welcome two guests in our studio. Dear friends of mine, family members, really extended family members, Catherine and Judith, who are visiting us from France. And Catherine and I lived together many years ago. I won't disclose how many years because that may give a hint to our respective ages. But we lived together, and I'm meeting my newest niece, Judith, for the first time. And so we're just really thrilled to have them with us. And one of the wonderful things that I've been able to do since they've been here with us is to reminisce about some of the things that I experienced in England. Many things I will not disclose that Catherine reminded me of. We were pretty active back then, weren't we, Kath? but I've been able to discover some wonderful treasures here in Washington, D.C., and just be a tourist in our own town. And there's so much going on here. And, you know, speaking of which, my other friend, Catherine Gents from the Washington Gardener Magazine, who is joining us from the grounds of the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, has shared this wonderful water lily festival that's going on, starting today, actually. And it's something that I was not aware of. And so I want to take a moment and now introduce everyone to Catherine Gents from Washington Gardener Magazine, who will share with us about the wonderful offerings at the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens. Kathy, welcome.
Great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're having a good time out there. Tell us about this festival. I mean, it's very, very popular, particularly with the Asian community, but you know, because visitors from all over the world come. But what is happening out there today?
Well, today it happens every third Saturday of July, and this is when all the water lilies and lotuses are in their full bloom and glory, so definitely get out here this week or the next week if you can't make the festival today. But the festival itself is a cultural festival of Asian cultures and Buddhism, as well as celebrating the water lilies and lotuses. So everything from face painting to puppet shows to a lotus talk to Asian dance performances.
So this festival, it sounds like it's very family-friendly with everything that you've described, but the Kenilworth Gardens itself have a pretty unique history. Could you share some of that with us?
Yeah, it's really interesting, different than all the other national parks, in that this was a actual hobby of a Civil War veteran, bought the parkland, what became the parkland, 37 acres in 1880, and he turned an ice pond into hardy water lily breeding ponds. And then his hobby grew and grew, and as many hobbies do, it became a business. And then it was opened up to the public in the 20s and 30s. Back then, it was the thing to do to come out to Kenilworth and stroll around on a Sunday afternoon and be seen and see the water lilies. And then in the 1930s, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was dredging the Anacostia River and putting back a lot of the sediment and everything that had been escaping, and they purchased the grounds. And since then, it's been a national park open to the public totally free, and, you know, really encourage families and children to come here year-round, not just for the festival time.
Now, you know, the gardens as well, Kath, are, I understand, very popular, offer other activities like bird watching. So there's other things to do actually in the park mm-hmm. itself. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. I think it's because it's right on the river and there's so much wildlife and it's so protected, it's very popular for birders. There's egrets and herons. There's always turtles and frogs along the pathways that you're walking. This morning as I walked in, I ran into a little boy with a plastic tub who was searching out snakes and was demanding to know where the snakes are. And usually they're just sunning themselves along the path, nothing to worry about for people who are snake phobic.
Now, I hope he was with his mother and his mother won't be surprised.
Who knows? Maybe that's his little hobby that he'll grow up and make into a business someday.
Oh, lovely.
Now, Kathy, I'm curious right now because a lot of the plants there are not indigenous, obviously, to our area. So these must be pretty hardy plants that we're talking about in terms of these water lilies to have thrived in Washington for all of this time.
Yeah, the lotus are not indigenous. They obviously came over from Asia, but they are in where they're from in Korea and Vietnam. It does get cold in the winter, so they have the same winter hardiness that we do here. The hardy water lilies, some of them are native, and some of them were bred by Walter Shaw and his daughter in the business, Helen Fowler. And there's actually a water lily named after her that's very popular in this area.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that most people may not realize is that this park is on one side of the Anacostia River. On the other side are the National Botanic Gardens, I guess, or the Arboretum over there. And even though the two parks are close by, they're separated by the river. So sometimes there's a little confusion, I guess, as to which one is which.
Exactly. The U.S. National Arboretum lies on the other side, and you would access that from New York Avenue. And Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, you would come down Kenilworth Avenue or 295 to get here. And you can actually canoe or row down from Hyattsville, and there's a dock at the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens to access this side of the river at least.
So very accessible, really.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with regards to the Water Lily Festival, I know that the water lilies actually fold up at a certain time of day. So if people want to come out today, what time should they get there before that happens? And tomorrow, what time are the water lilies at peak, I guess?
I would say 11 a.m. is the peak to see the water lilies. The lotus stay open all day, though, so you're not going to be crushed if you come here later on in the day. The park hours are earlier than other parks, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. to reflect that. So if you're birding, you can come early, or if you want to see the water lilies open up in the morning, 7 a.m. is the earliest you can come into the park.
Okay.
But I would say hit between 10 and 11 a.m. for a perfect peak time.
And how long will this festival last?
Today it's till 2 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
but the peak of the blooms will last a few more weeks.
Okay. Now, before we leave here, Kath, I saw something on your website, WashingtonGardener.com, is it?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. There's a festival coming up also on the 26th, a pond festival. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, we're co-sponsoring. It's called Parade of Ponds, mm-hmm. and what it is over 35 residential and commercial properties in the D.C. area, mostly Montgomery County and D.C., and you buy a $15 pass, and you get a map of the properties, so you can spend all day Saturday and all day Sunday visiting ponds and talking to other pond lovers and shopping around for what you'd like in your yard, or just dreaming about it and spending a nice time walking around and looking at ponds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all self-guided, so you can go to 2 ponds, you can go to 20, you can try to make all 35, and you can do it just one of the afternoons or both of the days if you'd like to.
Yeah.
And all proceeds go to Shepherd's table in Silver Spring.
Oh, wonderful. And you can find more more information about that and the Water Lily Festival at WashingtonGardener.com. And, Kathy, we will actually be traveling out to Kenilworth, so we'll see you in about an hour. As I want to share with our guest and just experience the water lilies myself. So
see you here.
Good deal. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon. You're listening to the Traveling On Radio Show. And when we come back, we're going to kind of hit some not real political talk because there's no politics in travel, but we'll be exploring the destinations where the political conventions are going to take place this year. You're listening to Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick with the Traveling On Radio Show, and we'll see you on the other side of this break.